stories knit bodies to cultures in some ways that haven't yet been well explored. I'm interested in the extent to which mind-body medicine is such a powerful phenomenon in our time because it's made up of a series of such good stories. One of the most powerful things I think history can help you understand is what's at stake in scientific ideas. Contextualization is best when it really does knock you a little bit off balance, when it surprises or destabilizes your easy assumptions, and that is why I think history can be powerful. In fact, I don't see how you could do science if you didn't have an orienting frame or story that would tell you what might be interesting to ask. Nature doesn't tell you what's interesting about it. The placebo effect is a very uncomfortable phenomenon for scientists. At the same time as we're interested in how the mind affects the body, we're also very worried about the extent to which the mind can trick the body. The modern medical narrative is quite a simple but quite a powerful story, which is basically that when you get sick, something's broken down in your body, and you call a doctor, and that person fixes you. Even when we turn to mind-body medicine, we want to be fixed. And it's the rare person who can move beyond that and see, well, I need a narrative now that will help me die well. What kinds of questions are we asking about meditation? Well, they come out of our own preoccupations, and you could be asking different kinds of questions. The side effect of meditating for health is that you might actually become more compassionate. Awareness is about seeing the consequences of your actions and seeing the reality of suffering and seeing the imperative need to intervene. What could possibly serve as a universalist basis for ethics? Well, he hopes it might be science. It would do just as much good if instead of worrying about all this very high-level meditation, people just tried to be kinder. I'm kind of tracking the emergence of what I think might be a new story, which is much more about community. What keeps you well isn't so much how many friends you have, it's kind of how integrated you are in your larger community and where you are in the hierarchy